You're listening to AM 1490 KOVC, also streaming online at newsdakota.com. As we get ready for another week of football, we're talking to Maple Valley Enderlin Falcons head coach Nathan Hoots. Coach, a tough stretch of games for you guys. You lose your second in a row last Friday night against Hillsboro Central Valley. They're a team that it boasts one of the toughest defenses in your class, and I think that showed against you guys on Friday night.
Yeah, it was a struggle all night long moving the ball, whether we wanted to try to throw the ball. They had their defensive line all over our quarterback, didn't give them a whole lot of time to throw. And anytime we tried to run it, they pretty much swallowed anything up that we tried. So it was pretty much unsuccessful for 48 minutes of football on Friday night.
You guys were limited to just 103 yards, but Brandon Pierce was your offensive leader, a name we haven't seen a whole lot of on the offensive side of the football. Were you maybe trying to change things up a little bit in that game and get him some more carries because they were shutting down your other two running backs?
Yeah, you know, we got him some carries on some misdirection plays. It allows Brandon carrying the ball, just gives a little bit more different dynamic to our running game. He's shiftier. He's powerful. But it also allows Dustin Kozlowski to get some blocking opportunities, and he's about as good as it gets when it comes to being a lead blocker. So it's kind of twofold. You know, we get Brandon, a dynamic athlete, the opportunity to carry the ball, but also gives a really good blocker in Dustin an opportunity to pave some holes for him.
Defensively against the Burrows, they put up 330 yards, Grant Skager, three touchdowns, so one of the leading backs in the state and in the class. What were some areas that you felt your defense was starting to struggle?
We're not tackling near as well as we were at the beginning of the year. We're putting ourselves in positions to make plays, but we're not finishing. You know, we're getting into a grind of the middle of the year, and it's getting tougher and tougher to tackle in practice just because we don't have the depth and we don't want to get guys hurt in practice. So, you know, we understand that sometimes form can start to fall apart a little bit at this time of the year, but it also it's tough for a coach to see when your guys are in great positions to make plays and we don't just finish. So it's we're hoping that we can bounce back this week, tackle a little bit better, put ourselves in position to make plays, and then finish it off.
At the end of your loss 2 weeks ago, that loss against Kindred 26-0, you had kind of challenged your team to use that as a learning tool. It's going to be one of the toughest teams or beginning of a stretch of tough teams you're going to face. What was your message after the game on Friday night against Hillsboro Central Valley?
To not give up. That a two-game stretch like we've endured the last couple weeks can turn people off to our football team based on not getting in the end zone whatsoever and pretty much giving up points at will. I told them no matter what happens to not give up, and that I believed in them, and that I thought that they have the heart to turn things around to make this a successful year despite what's happened these last 2 weeks.
How much have you seen the seniors in your program try to answer the call within these short days, these first few practices, answer that call to keep the season going and keep the train moving?
Constant positivity. They all nine of my seniors have had a great attitude these first 2 days of this week for practice. They've put this last stretch behind them, and they're looking forward to a successful week of practice followed up with a successful game on Friday. So I'm very excited with how they've been able to put the past couple weeks behind them, and we're ready to move forward.
We're talking with Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football here on KOVC and NewsDakota.com. This Friday, you guys will be facing off against Milner North Sargent, a team that is winless in their four games against teams from North Dakota. Their only win against Sisseton from South Dakota, 22-21 in week one of the season. They're a new co-op. They combine two football programs. You think that that first four-game stretch, they played some tough opponents, but also probably for them some growing pains trying to get two football teams together?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some gelling that took place. I wasn't a part of our program the year that Maple Valley and Enderlin joined, but the growing pains the first year is certainly difficult. But you think that we've had a tough stretch these last 2 weeks. They've had a really rough start to their region schedule with the teams they've had to play the first 4 weeks. So by no means does an 0-4 record in the region mean anything for them based on who they've played, and they've been competitive in every single one of their games. So we're looking forward to a battle against a really tough team this week.
Something that stands out a little bit on paper for this Bulldogs team is with the co-op, they're able to get some more experience, and a lot of that seems to be on the line, both sides of the football for them. I know you struggled with the line that you faced the last 2 weeks. What are some of those big adjustments coming into Friday that you're going to have to execute on the field against the Bulldogs?
If we can't neutralize their interior three big fellas, it's going to be a rough night again. So we're hoping that the game plan we got in can hopefully take care of those guys and not allow them to be disruptors the entire game, because they are stout across the defensive line and offensive line. So we got to take care of business in the trenches this week if we're going to have success.
You mentioned the first couple weeks of the season, there was more stuff. You wanted to pass the football a little bit more. You wanted to implement a few more things on offense. And now you've seen two scoreless weeks where you've struggled on that side of the football, that phase of the game. Do you start changing things up a little bit more, or do you reinforce what you guys have been trying to get your players to execute out on the field?
Yeah, we're certainly not throwing the game plan that we worked all offseason on. We're not throwing it in the toilet just because we had two poor weeks. We have been working on the little things this week, you know, getting back to what we did really, really well the first 3 weeks, and asking the guys, why are we not able to run the football? Well, it's because this, and this. And they are able to answer all the questions as to why it's not working. So we're working hard all week on those little things, hopefully being able to shore up the running game, because the passing game will be non-existent as long as if we can't loosen them up running the football. So we're hoping that getting back to our power run game this week and not forgetting what we're made of will get us back in the win column.
We're talking with Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football. They'll face off against Milner North Sargent coming up this Friday night. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against the Bulldogs.
Thanks for having me.